Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Apparently, Dr. Sanjay Gupta's berries kicked in and he got smart and realized, I can't talk to those guys. No, he was called in for brain surgery or something, right?
Something, yeah.
And
something
I'm not joking, by the way. He still does active brain surgery, you know, besides CNN all the time.
Oh, yeah, they showed him in the operating room in that piece on CBS Sunday Morning.
We'll get him back. There is another date. He's doing some stuff, so we'll reschedule.
But it's good news for Dr. Mina, because I saw she just tweeted out, I am not the smartest brown doc they're going to have on the show. Damn it, Sanjay.
True.
But this week, you are the smartest brown doctor that we've had on the show.
This week.
You get it back for now.
Unless we can get Doc Ed on tomorrow.
I'm sorry.
We'll call him.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Good one. I'm sorry. There, Nick's mic off for a second there. What's up?
Well, let's see here. We got rid of we've done all the names for
Tommy Lasorda.
That had Tommy Lasorda.
Oh, we finished that up finally, huh?
And the Deadpool. And now, let's see if we can get the...
Who's next?
Names, Sheldon Adelson next. The people that had Sheldon Adelson in our Deadpool include Death, We're On It, Fire Twuck. I can't say that one. Pill Cosby gets a hit. Republican favorite. Wank Maggots get a hit.
Whoa, that's pretty harsh.
Yeah, it is.
Coming from us.
Sand Handies. Springsteen's Nebraska gets a hit. Stuck in the Dryer Again gets a hit.
That's kind of weird.
Todd's Purple Helmet. Trump is gone. Thank you, God.
Yep.
The players that had Sheldon Adelson. We will talk about Julie Strain next.
Oh, that was that model we talked about yesterday, the actress, the 6 foot one chick.
Penthouse Pet, the B movie queen.
Yeah. It is also the anniversary of the birth of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Yes, it is.
Right now? Dr. Sanjay Gupta, right now?
Momentarily.
Sorry, Dr. Mina.
Oh, he realized.
Puss was going crazy in that room.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah. Missed it.
All right. What happened? What happened?
Well, apparently the guy just died.
All right.
It'll need you.
Don't bother.
Go ahead and make your radio calls.
Maybe he had his phone on his shoulder while he's still doing the operation and nicked something. Killed the dude or something.
This could be like in mid-brain surgery.
Yeah, maybe. Well, talking to us,
he's
feels
so
that way,
good
sure,
at it.
Yeah.
He could do an interview mid-brain surgery.
We could, too. The guy would die, but we could do it, you know. We're not just saying, I'm not saying I could do successful brain surgery, but I could do it. I could do it. Yeah. Duh.
You could stick a knife in there somewhere or something.
I could cut off the skull somehow. You give me the right tools.
Yeah. I've always wondered what's tougher, rocket science or brain surgery?
Brain surgery.
You think?
Well,
rocket science is tough, too. That's a lot of math.
That's a good question. Well, so is brain surgery.
Yeah, there's the ramifications of the brain surgery.
And there's biology, too. All right, he's here. We know he's going to be here. Better keep sharp, building a better brain at any age. Build a better brain at any age, Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Sanjay, thanks for phoning the program.
We used to talk to you on a regular basis and haven't for quite a while, so we wanted to test your memory and ask you, do you remember us?
Of course I do.
All right.
I always enjoy these conversations. I can't believe we haven't talked in a while. Time is so warped right now. I talked last week.
Yeah, your people and our people, I guess your people aren't the same people. You know, it's one of those situations.
Our people are kind of jerks, so your people probably don't like them.
Hey.
But I'm glad to have you back on, Sanjay. Of course, we follow your work. We love you on TV. And, you know, we always talk. Actually, I think last time we talked to you was pre-COVID, so we could get into that. But I want to get into the book first, because I saw you all over the news talking about the book. Yeah. Keep sharp, build a better brain at any age. And the question I wanted to ask you if you're going into the berry situation and trying to stay sharp, what if you're stupid?
Do the berries get you smarter?
Do berries help you from being stupid? Because you know what? That's all I see anymore is stupid people.
Yeah, I know, right? Me too. The idea that may not have come off the way I wanted.
No, it did. It came off as honest, Dr. Sanjay.
Played well in this room.
It came out as honest. All right, go ahead.
Just us talking, right? the educational sort of like intellectual sort of thing. I think that that's not the great measure. You know, one of the things I talk about in the book is that. How do you understand what a good functioning brain is?
Right.
What does that mean?
Right.
Smart, you can memorize 10 things. That is not what the brain was really designed to do.
Right.
You know, our memories, for example, are supposed to be the stories that, you know, that's our life narrative. Our memories are totally changeable. They're malleable. They change all the time. So what I really try to get at with the, you know, specific things like berries or more broad things in terms of lifestyle overall was just believing this idea, which is now well established in the neuroscience world, that you can build new brain cells throughout your entire life. That was not believed a couple decades ago. They thought you got what you got, that was it. If you were a kid, maybe you could make new brain cells, or if you had some sort of injury like a stroke or a brain injury, you could build new brain cells. But if you could do it at any age with all these various strategies, then how do you do it, and what's the benefit? What's the benefit now, and what's the benefit later? That's what I really wanted to get at.
Now, one of the things, obviously,
what is it about berries?
Yeah,
that helps your brain.
There are certain foods that are very good at crossing the blood-brain barrier. Certain ingredients in these foods, I should say, that are good at crossing the blood-brain barrier. Not everything crosses. The brain is sort of its own separate universe within the body. So it is true what is good for the heart is good for the brain, because the brain gets, you know, 20% of the blood flow despite only being 2% of the body weight. But the things that are actually absorbed into the brain aren't the same. So some of the active ingredients in berries, and really all kinds of berries, work as a real scaffolding to help generate or help build the scaffolding for these new brain cells. And you know, there's certain, I don't call them superfoods or brain foods, but they serve well as releasing these factors that generate new neurons. Not a lot of things can do that, but it turns out that berries, if you had to pick one food, is probably the best food.
Now, can you stave off dementia with any of this, or is that something that's just going to happen no matter what for people that have that in their family? And by the way, speaking of having dementia in your family, what if nobody's had it, but doesn't it have to start somewhere?
Yeah. Totally.
Okay.
I mean, look, first of all, the first question, my grandfather had dementia.
Okay.
So this is sort of thing that hangs around every you know, family member after that. Is it going to happen to me? And
right.
The answer is very clearly no. It's not by any means preordained.
Got it.
But I'll take it even a step further than that. There's about 47 million people, I learned as part of writing this book, 47 million people in the country who, if you were to image their brains or do some sort of objective measure of their brains, you might find evidence of things like Alzheimer's disease. You find evidence of plaques and tangles in their brain.
Right.
And yet they have no symptoms. Okay? So if you could create a situation where that persists, where they may have these plaques and tangles, but they never develop symptoms, I think that would be really important.
Yeah.
And I think that that's what we're really learning, is that there's ways to build the reserve in your brain, the surge capacity in your brain, whatever you want to call it, the resiliency, so that even if you do develop objective signs of Alzheimer's, for example, later on in life, you wouldn't have any symptoms from it, which I think is really the key.
One of the great things, I think I saw you talking about the book, when I thought it probably eased a lot of minds, dementia, or losing your mind, basically, is not forgetting where you put your keys, it's forgetting what the keys are for. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That made so much sense to me. It makes so much sense to me.
Is there a medical term for what we would call a brain fart? Because we have them a lot.
Yeah. You know what it is? I mean, 90% plus of the time is just inattention. You know, okay, go back to the keys example.
Right.
You know, you think, okay, I don't know where my keys are.
Right.
I can't remember where my keys are. It's not that you forgot. It's that you really never remembered it in the first place.
Yeah, you weren't paying attention.
Because you just mindlessly did something. You weren't paying attention, so you didn't put the thing into your memory centers in your brain. So there's nothing to recall. It's not that you forgot, it's that you didn't remember.
I got it.
I mean, that happens to me all the time. But going back to your example, so, okay, now it's not that I can't find my keys, but, like, I look at them, and what are these for?
Right.
Oh, Dad, you know, those are for the car. Okay, you'll go, yeah, for the car, of course. So one cue, it took me one cue to be reminded what they're for. That gives you some idea of the severity. If it takes me two cues, three cues, four cues, that's when you start to get an idea of how significant a problem it is. But for most people, they're not at that stage. They know exactly what the keys are for. The fact that they can't find them was they just never remembered in the first place.
All right. The book is Keep Sharp, Build a Better Brain at Any Age. I perused it a little bit, and the chapter I was drawn to was exercise. Get out and move, and you can start doing that at any age, and it'll help your brain.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at these cultures around the world, which I did for the book, and just I visited places where they have very low rates of dementia, and said, what is it about these places that is special? Movement probably has the most amount of evidence behind it. We know that when we move, and it's moderate movement, that is much better than intense movement, it tends to release this substance. I'll tell you the name of it, but you don't need to remember it, but it's BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor.
Now we're not going to remember that.
As one neuroscientist said to me, they described it this way, it's kind of like miracle growth for the brain.
Got it.
Okay.
You'd love to have this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd love to have it all the time, but you can't take it as a pill. You can't inject it into yourself. The only way you really get BDNF, this miracle growth-like substance, is through moderate movement, like brisk walking, for example. It was so interesting to me. I mean, it's almost like the body is saying, a body in motion is saying, hey, look, I want to be here. Keep releasing all the good stuff into the body. I plan on being around for a long time. Keep the body sharp, keep the brain sharp and everything, and simple movement. And to take it even a step further than that, it wasn't so much that activity was the cure, right? You think, you know, I'm going to sit or lie for 23 hours a day and I'm going to go to the gym for an hour.
Right.
That doesn't make sense. It's not so much that activity is the cure as inactivity is the disease. Every time you're about to sit, hey, do I really need to be sitting? How do I incorporate more movement into my overall life? And that has a huge payoff with regard to brain health and keeping sharp and building those new brain cells.
Book is called Keep Sharp, Building a Better Brain at Any Age. Dr. Sanjay Gupta, I know we don't have much time, but I'll ask you one question. We've all been affected. I actually lost my dad last summer from COVID. Is there a light at the tunnel?
And
do you? Thank you. Appreciate that. Is there a light at the tunnel? Are we back to normal in October? Whatever. I don't know.
I think there's a bright light at the end of the tunnel now. I mean, it's a long tunnel still because you know, I mean, the numbers are still awful. And I'm really sorry about your dad.
That's okay.
The numbers of people who are in the hospital right now, 130,000 people in the hospital.
Right.
There's probably going to be a couple hundred thousand more people who may die over the next few months. And these are people who don't, you know, these are people right now who are thinking, we're through this. I'm done.
Right.
They're not infected right now. They're not sick. You know, they're going to develop problems over the next couple of weeks and months where they're going to have trouble breathing. They may have a hard time getting an ambulance. You know, I'm not trying to be overly dire here. No. You guys know me well enough not to be a fearmonger, This is happening. The vaccines are going to make a huge impact. And I have three teenage girls. I think when they go back to school in the fall, it's going to feel pretty normal again. I think it's really become a question of what price will we pay before we get there.
Right.
I think that's the real question.
Well,
how many people are we willing to allow to get sick?
Did you get your vaccines?
I got my vaccines. I got both doses of the Pfizer vaccine. I just finished the second dose last Friday, and I feel really good about it.
Good.
A little bit of side effects after the second dose, sore arm. Wanted to go to bed early that night, a little back pain.
Wah.
It lasted about 12 hours. All price pay to not get sick from COVID.
Oh, yeah, well, you're on the front lines. You're out there. Dr. Sanjay Gupta, keep sharp, build a better brain at any age. Let's talk again. Our people, make sure our people are better at this.
We always enjoy talking to you, so let's do this more often, can we?
You got it. I would love that. I always enjoy our conversations. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Sanjay.
Thank you, Dr. Gupta.
All right. I love when we had him. Drop the people are stupid line.
Yeah.
I've seen them on TV just be exasperated by the dumb far right, the anti-maskers, And he calls a, you know, oh, he calls him out.
Reputable doctors had to be tearing their hair out. I know Dr. Mina was.
Yes.
All those quacks on YouTube showed up.
Now, he wouldn't have said people are stupid on TV, but he says it here.
Yeah.
And I love that quote. Thank you, Puss, for arranging that. Appreciate that. Yeah, it was his people, right?
Yeah, well, like I say, it's I was going through the PR structure at CNN, and then it changed. The person that I was used to dealing with got.
I was going to say you were getting separate interviews, but not chores.
Right,
for a while.
You know, that person that I used to deal with got elevated to a different position, and then the person that was now doing that didn't know me and didn't care and wouldn't respond. And,
you were a dick.
No, no.
You're pretty intuitive.
Didn't know me. Thought you were a dick. Todd shoves in there.
It's not baseless.
Todd. I give a giant line of BS to people when I'm trying to land an interview.
I know you do.
I give them a whole different version of me than you give.
And of us, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I talk you guys up, too. They don't know until they're on the air, and then it's too late.
He's a good dude, man.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
He's a smart dude.
Well, he's a brain surgeon,
yeah.
For Christ's sakes. Now, you ask again about rocket science and brain surgery. The reason I think brain surgery is a little tougher, rocket science, no biology.
Right, it's more concrete.
A lot of math, right. Brain surgery, both of them.
Yeah, you're right.
Biology and math.
More facets of science.
I'm not saying rocket science is stupid, because this is what we're stupid, okay? Both those are really high intellectual gigs.
Does he still do stuff?
But if I had to tell you what I thought was tougher by a minute amount, it'd be brain surgery.
Well, and every brain's different.
Thank you.
I mean, if you build a rocket, I think you're going to know exactly what you're looking at. You're not going to know what's in somebody's dome until you saw it open.
Well, yeah, don't they say that the vast majority of the things that go on in the brain are still completely foreign to science?
Oh, yeah. It's unexplored territory.
It's a mystery.
Thought it was comforting that you can create new brain cells.
Yeah, we didn't have enough time.
Right, because we always heard that, you know, you drink alcohol, you're killing brain cells, and they're never coming back. Not true.
There's new ones coming in.
According to the brain surgeon, that's not true.
Well, we didn't bring up alcohol with him because that scares him when we do. But if we just said, can you just kill and maintain at the same time? Like, kill a bunch, but keep the other ones fighting. Can you stay even?
Yeah, you need a counter. Like, I killed 50 last night with that
drink.
I gained
30.
Give me some berries.
They have to grow back in just the right place.
Good point. Could grow back in the dumb place. Right.
Why
yes,
you ruin
it could
this,
grow
Greg?
Back in the dumb place.
That's where I need the most help.
It could just be dumber and dumber.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Next time we get them on.
You got more brain cells, but you are dumber.
We'll ask them what part of the brain harbors the dumb. Because there is. I'm sure the dumb is concentrated to one hemisphere of the brain or the other.
No question.
Yeah.
I remember him doing, I don't think he does it anymore. This was years ago. He was a correspondent for 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
He did a story, I remember, about the dangers of sugar.
Right.
And then he went down in Louisiana. He covered the Tabasco Empire.
He did a really good job.
He's a good reporter, too.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts
to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.